basketball Jones. I got a basketball Jones. Got a basketball Jones. Oh, baby. Ooh. Yes, I'm the victim of a basketball Jones. Ever since I was a little baby, I always be dribbling.
Basketball Jones, of course, means it's a Tom Jones Tuesday here on Kate Radio. Our good friend Tom Jones joins us. And Jonesy, a good afternoon. How's your Tuesday going?
Hey, so far so good. I'm behind as usual, but you know what? It's kind of the story of my life. But looking forward to a beautiful afternoon here in Albert Lea, and then officiating 4:30 game for the girls, the C squad, and against JM, and then heading over to Rochester to watch my son and the boys play at 7:30. So it's going to be a busy rest of the day for me.
I'll say the boys, looking at that matchup, that's one of those games where I know Rochester at John Marshall, and I think we called the earlier matchup. They won. They had one guy that was really, really good. I can't remember his name, but at least record-wise, Tigers, they match up with the Rockets tonight.
No doubt. And I remember the first time we played them, too. I thought that same thing, and that didn't go as well as we had hoped. And I think that chance to get a win on this one. I know that Coach had told me that there was four or five games from here on out, or games that if we play our game, we have a chance to win. So I know we still have Red Wing, and we knocked off Faribault the other night up in Faribault, a nice win, and had a great second half up there. I want to talk about that game a little bit when we get a chance.
Yeah, let's get right to it. I don't have the score in front of me, but again, a victory against Faribault last week. The team now with five wins on the season, and we talk about the improvement from year number one under head coach Harrison Cates. Again, this is a boys basketball team that won two games last year. They're up to five games with plenty more that are winnable on the horizon. And yeah, Jonesy, talk about the victory against Faribault.
Well, you know, in the first half, I would say we struggled a little bit. We just weren't getting our offense going. And Faribault, we were kind of playing down to Faribault, who'd only had one win coming in. But amazing, we talk about how one little play in my, you know, as a former coach, one little play can make a game happen and turn things around. What was interesting on that, Aaron, we had the ball to start the second half, going to the right in our gym as we're sitting watching. And so we set up we threw the ball in bounds and in the backcourt, and then we had Paul Wall. I would guess he must have been at the three-point line extended out, and they set a back pick for him. They spread it out, a perfect back pick. He went in, got a half-court, basically half-court pass alley-oop for layup, and Faribault literally melted like a piece of ice out in the sunlight today. And we, from there on out, it took total wind out of their sail because they had played so hard to keep within 3 points of us at the half. And from there on out, we just had it in cruise control. And Faribault made a lot of turnovers. We put the ball in the basket. And I think it ended up a 20, maybe 20-plus point win. Our 9A, 9B, and B squad also recorded wins that night. Our JV team, I think, lost by maybe 2 points. Very, very closely contested game. So it was an exciting win for Everly basketball that night.
Yeah, that was Thursday night, 77-58 win against Faribault. And going back to the first time against a Rochester John Marshall, that was a 75-51, a 24-point victory for the Rockets. And if I remember, I think our first half wasn't very good. I think we played them pretty even in the second half, but I'm pretty sure we got off to just a real slow start.
Yeah, and you know, I'm going to go back to the Faribault game, and then we'll segue that to tonight. Tanner Kahn had a injury in one of our games, and he is out for the season. He's got to have a hernia surgery, from what I understand. And then Drew Teeter was home sick that night. There had been some sickness going through the team last week, and Drew had to stay home and not play. So you had basically two of your starters that played the first time around. So you had guys like Logan Strom really stepped up, Moeller. Judd Moeller stepped up. My son Spencer played a lot in the game. And so those guys really did their job off the bench. And it was exciting to see. I know everybody was pretty excited to get that win.
So a victory against Faribault, again, on the road against John Marshall coming up tonight, 7:30 tip-off if you're headed that direction. Next home game is Friday when the Austin Packers are in town. And Austin, we know they're a good team, but it was a pretty close matchup for the most part the first time around, wasn't it?
Yeah, it sure was. I think we got beat somewhere around 84 to 71. I might be off a point there, but it was a game where I think we even talked about this in the past, where Austin would just crush you, and all of a sudden the scoreboard was rolling like watching old Harlem Globetrotter cartoons in the 70s. And we would just roll over and play dead. Well, this time Austin started making a run, and all of a sudden we answered that run, and they'd make another run. We answered it again, ended up, I think, a 13-point game. And a very well-played game. There was a big crowd that night, and it was their alumni week going on over there. And their boys put on a spectacular dunk show for the crowd before the game, too, when the referees were gone. And so I think the Albert Lee fans, including myself, were going, wow, this team's really going to run it at us. And we did a great job that night keeping with them. So it should be a fun one Friday night. Hope everybody comes out for it.
Yeah, 83-71 lost the first time to the Pack. Again, they're back in town coming up on Friday. Tom Jones on a Tom Jones Tuesday here on Kate Radio. And Jonesy, let's talk about the girls basketball team. And they've had some injuries that have hurt the team. And, you know, the schedule's just tough. And, you know, their talent compared to other teams in the Big Nine Conference, I mean, we know how good this Big Nine Conference is. And talking to head coach Dr. Jody Schultz yesterday, they've kind of changed their goals this season where they know they're not going to pick up a lot of wins. I think they know that. So they're trying to maybe just simplify the goal, saying, let's cut down on turnovers. Let's work on some little things. Let's try our best to get better and, you know, see if we can finish off the season strong for the seniors and, you know, maybe gain some momentum for next year. But I know one of the injuries, your daughter, and I was so sorry to hear this, Jonesy, out for the season. Was this on her other knee now compared to what she had surgery the first time?
Yeah, she had a right knee ACL torn last year. It was almost a year. It was like 53 weeks apart of the two injuries. And I feel sorry for the girls' basketball team. I really do, because Liz Wallace has been out with concussion. She has not been able to play yet, from what I understand. And they had a game on a Thursday, a Friday, then they were off Saturday, Sunday. Came back, played Monday and Tuesday. So they had four games over four school days, and that's just a lot. And playing in the Big Nine, the grind this time of year gets amazing for the players. There's so many games going on, and you're missing two of your bench players that come in and give you some good minutes off the bench. And it was too bad that they've had to lose those two players. And we didn't start the season with a lot of players 9 through 12 or 8 through 12 anyway, and you lose a couple of them like that. That's hard for Coach Jody to be able to do. And I listened to that interview, and I thought she was dead on, too, and talked about some of the keys of the game that they needed to control the turnovers and the passing and the pressure. And the Big Nine teams obviously see that when they watch the huddle and tell the kids to watch the huddle, that we're going to put pressure on Albert Lee and try to take them out of their game. And the teams that don't, when we get set up in half court, I think we played pretty well this year. But you've got to be able to get there first. And sometimes you can, sometimes you can't.
Okay, we lost connection here. Hold on. I'm Jones on a Tom Jones Tuesday here on Kate Radio. Afternoons with Aaron at 2:19. Girls basketball team, they're at home tonight, like Jonesy mentioned, against John Marshall, 7:30 tip-off. Jonesy, have you written your column for the upcoming weekend? What do you got in town?
I just researched it right now, and I haven't gotten into my computer to type it up for the week. But looking back at some of the things, this time of year we were starting to see they're probably one of my highlights of this coming week's column. And I don't know if you were around for this. I think you were, because it was 15 years ago. But Albert Lee Hockey had a section semi game. And Clay Anderson had to take over as the coach for that game because Brian Blotti had gotten the flu that day and had to go home and wasn't able to be a part of it. So Clay coached that game. I think we broadcast it, if I remember right, too. I don't know if it was you and I or you and one of the other guys, but it was to have Clay come off and as a licensed coach. He was able to coach that playoff game for Albert Lee. They lost 6-0, but I thought that was kind of an interesting thing. And looking back 15 years, Kurt Henning, the professional wrestler, died down in Florida. That was something that Minnesota wrestling fans will certainly remember. And, of course, his dad, Larry the Axe Henning, longtime AWA wrestling star. 50 years ago, we look back at, numerous different things. Nothing too exciting, I guess, 50 years ago. I think I have a B-squad hockey event that went on and a few other things. But, yeah, it's fun to write that. So I was on the back page of the Sunday Albert Lee paper on the right-hand side, and I had a long talk with editor Sarah Stoltz this afternoon, too, and she was telling me how she really enjoys having that on the back page every week. And I know I get calls and emails, and I even got a letter from somebody thanking me for writing that again. So it makes my effort of doing it every week pretty fun. So.
Now, Jonesy, did you hear the Assad Buster, Kenny J, speaking of wrestling, that he passed away?
Absolutely.
That was, I mean,
I love the Assad Buster.
Got a chance to meet him many times.
I watched a great video last night. I encourage people, Aaron, to check it out. It was AWA Wrestling was always on at nights, and they would always start out with a 2 out of 3 fall tag team match. And they were always somewhat boring, and they'd take up about 25 minutes of the hour-long show. But this one happened to have George Scrap Iron Gradaski and Kenny the Sodbuster J taking on the East-West Connection, Jesse Ventura, and, of course, the East Coast guy. I can't think of his name right now, but they actually won a fall, one of the three falls, and then it turned out to be an all-out, as Roger Kemp, the announcer, would say, a real pure sixer. And they got the other guys got disqualified for beating up on Kenny J and Scrap Iron. So I think they were considered the winners of that match. But it's on YouTube. It's a great watch. Adrian Adonis. There we go. Adrian Adonis and Jesse Ventura, two of the real classic color guys for professional wrestling. But, yeah, Kenny, Marty O'Neill, the original guy, they always called him the capable, very capable Kenny J. And Kenny lived in Bloomington, I know, and he was still partaking and going to fan fest, things like that. And apparently got sick and passed away, like 83, 84 years old. He has a great video on YouTube, too. And he talked about this. Patrick Rice, he wrote a column in the Star Trib about him the last few days. And he got asked by Vern Gagne to wrestle/box Muhammad Ali. And he talked about Muhammad caught him with a good shot in the second round, knocked him out, and it was all over. But if you get a chance, read Patrick Ricey's column in the Star Tribune on it too. It's quite a column. But he was a great guy, and he'd come around. Scrap Iron Gradaski would come to Albert Lee, and he would set up the rings over at the Armory about a block up from my office here, and we'd always see him there. And he wrestled on the side. Both those guys were very, very, very strong guys, but they played the part of the jobber very, very well. I think they each maybe won one match or two in their career, but they were fun guys, and that old AWA was something to watch.
Tom Jones on a Tom Jones Tuesday. I did not know that Sodbuster fought Muhammad Ali, like the greatest of all time. I did not know that. That's awesome.
And from what I read in Rice's column, it was a tune-up for Ali was going to be, I don't know, boxing or fighting or something, Anaki, a Japanese guy, big tall Japanese guy. And so they brought in Sodbuster to do this. And he said he got paid $1,000, and they picked him up in Chicago in a limo. And, oh, he was treated like royalty down there. And so, yeah, if you get a chance, I think that video is somewhere online, too, to watch. And it's amazing to be able to go back and see a lot of these things that people have found and posted for us fans to watch.
Tom Jones on a Tom Jones Tuesday here on Kate Radio. Jonesy, anything else you want to add?
No, I can't really think of anything, Aaron. It's amazing. We're somewhat into February here, and we're in the home stretch for a lot of things. Me as an official, I know I've got a lot of games coming up, and the players all have a lot of games coming up. And the Albert Lee boys baseball, maybe I'll just throw a quick thing in there. We talked about this a little bit last week, and my son's been going to that. They have open gym on Sunday for 8th through 12th graders, incoming kids that are planning on playing baseball. And they've been having great crowds, 30, 35 kids coming and showing up and working on their swings and working on their fielding in the gym. And so that's going to be an exciting thing for Albert Lee baseball this spring. We've had a great feeder program. We should have a strong varsity team this year. I've talked about that numerous times.
Tom Jones on a Tom Jones Tuesday joins us every Tuesday to talk Albert Lee sports. And Jonesy, good luck reffing tonight. Have a safe trip to Rochester, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. I'll text you a few scoreboards from tonight, Aaron. Have a great week, everybody. Thank you so much.
Tom Jones on a Tom Jones Tuesday here on Kate Radio.